Welcome to another episode of Shypedia Podcast. This is Marsha, and finally, welcome to summertime, Shy, right? This is something that we've been looking forward to. I have a guest in the studio with me today. Welcome. I have Miss Kina Renee. What's up, Kina?
What's going on, Shypedia Podcast? Kina Renee has arrived.
That's right. You know, there's so much going on in the news right now. We work in media, and when we hear stories like this, this makes us a little scared.
It definitely makes me question my job, why I chose. You know, it's, you know, and unfortunately, you know, definitely prayers up to the families of the victims of the horrible mass shooting that took place today in Maryland. It's kind of hard to, at this point, I feel like we're numb. Things like this are happening so frequently. But every time something happens, it's just like, gosh, it's like you can't believe it.
It hits close to home almost every time. So
for
the shooting occurred in Annapolis, Maryland. This happened Thursday. So there were 5 killed,
okay,
7 gravely injured.
Man.
You know, and this all happened at what media platform was this? Was this a newspaper?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, the Capital Gazette.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
We were talking before.
Right.
Miss Keenly Kina.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I just had to say that. But Kina, she was mentioning earlier that she cannot wait for them to release the mugshot or some type of photo of this shooter. And, you know, as we all may assume, we make our assumptions, but let's just try not to, you know, we're in the media, so sometimes our imaginations get a bit ahead of us, but.
You just already know what the narrative is going to be.
Yeah.
You know, you already know what the shoe is going to look like.
Uh-huh.
It's unfortunately, we have seen this played out several times
already
this year alone. So it's going to be interesting. I'm pretty sure, you know, social media is going to, you know, dissect this and all type of conspiracy theories, and but it's the times that we're in.
Yeah, it's an ongoing story.
Ongoing.
Mm-hmm. It like we said, it does hit close to home because we work for Tribune Media,
right?
You know,
right.
So there is a newspaper outlet. We work in radio,
right?
And someone can easily just get upset with any of us,
right?
And just walk into the building, but you know, we have security, but how secure are we, though?
Yeah, and I just think it comes down to, as a journalist, I do work as a freelance journalist. And, you know, you write some things and people may not agree with your point of view. And unfortunately, with this being the times that we're in, I'm going to keep on saying that.
Mm-hmm.
with this being the times that we're in, people feel like they can just take matters into their own hands. If they just don't agree with you, then okay, I'm just going to, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, it shouldn't be like that. The climate is very sensitive,
right?
As far as media, and
right, and then this hits at a time where we're dealing with the immigration reform.
Yes, that's a whole other thing,
right? You know, and
that's a whole other show, Marsha.
Right. I know, absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely. But you know, that makes you question what the motives were,
right?
Did it have something to do with this? You know, media has brought to the forefront before in regards to all the photos we've seen of the children being taken away from families, and they're trying to downplay it, saying that the media is over exaggerating. It's not all of what you think it is.
Right. And here's my thing about that. I think that's something that everybody knows. That's what takes place in media.
Mm-hmm.
If we didn't have a president that didn't, you know, advocate for for pretty much the destruction of free press I believe that has that's a major part,
mm-hmm,
of it. I think there's people that have blood. Once we find out who, you know,
who this is and what their motives were,
you know, this is all
unfold.
Speculation
yes.
for right now, you
yes,
know, but
absolutely.
Once that information comes out, you know, then, I mean,
yeah. Absolutely.
Refer back to the Shypedia podcast. That's where right. you heard this.
And our condolences go out to the families yes. of those. You know,
yes,
you just
definitely.
Never know when you may step outside of the house and you just something innocent as far as going to work. You
right.
feel safe and something like this happens. You can never be prepared.
Right. Yeah. That's, you know. It doesn't matter how many times that we hear about a mass shooting. You know, it's just something that you can never be prepared for. It's always going to have an effect mm-hmm. on you because this isn't natural. You know, this the things that's happening now, this is not natural. This isn't supposed to be happening.
But this is America.
Don't catch you slipping, no. Correct. That's such a great segue. Perfect.
And that voice that you hear, you guys, that is Miss Kina Renee. And who is she to us?
Yes,
well, she is our new co-host of Shypedia.
Yay, give me some claps.
We need some applause.
Yeah, we're going to insert some applause here. Thank you so much.
Yes. And just give us a little background of yourself.
Wow. Well, my name is Kina Renee. I am a, as you heard, I'm a freelance journalist. I have a blog that is named Keenly Kina because I'm keen on a lot of topics, as you will come to learn by listening to the Shypedia podcast. I also work in marketing and PR, and I'm just an all-around media maven. Chicago has been home for the last 5 years. I always say I'm Bayou born. I'm originally from the great states of Louisiana. I don't care what you see on social media, what you hear in the news.
Don't let the media fool you.
Louisiana is a wonderful state. I'm proud to be from there. I'm a military brat, so I have several homes, but Louisiana, Virginia is my other home. Lived there for over half my life, and I was actually raised in the UK. It's a lot, you know. Just hit me up on social media because it's a long story.
Okay.
It's,
that's,
you know,
amazing.
Shout out to the Air Force,
I know.
You know.
A military brat.
Yeah.
You know, I wish I've had that experience, you know.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
You know, and it wasn't until I got older and became an adult that I realized what advantage that gave me. Definitely it made me open. It allowed me to be able to adapt a lot quicker. Mm-hmm. Like being here in Chicago by myself.
Yes.
You know, that's something that I realized that some people wouldn't be able to do. But I'm here, y'all.
That's right.
And I'm now the new co-host of Shypedia with Marsha.
And
Marsha.
We're loving it. We're so happy to have her.
Thank you.
Yes. How many languages do you, I mean, considering the fact that you traveled a lot, do you speak different languages?
No. I know a little French.
Okay. Oui, oui.
Yeah,
bonjour.
Yeah,
okay.
Bonjour, je m'appelle. What was my French name? Camille. I went to Paris when I was like 12 or 13.
Okay.
So, got to experience that. But no, I don't speak any other language other than, you know, Black Twitter slang. You know, I consider that a language. You know, I'm a good code switcher.
All right. That's awesome. We have a blog girl here.
Yes.
You know,
and
that means that we're never going to miss out on anything.
Not at all.
You know, we're taking a whole new face. Shypedia is changing.
Yes.
We're changing.
Yes.
And shout out to Domati, because Domati is out there doing his thing now.
Yes, he's the reason why I'm here, too.
Yes.
So shout out to him.
A lot of you are not aware, Domati is no longer... he's not with Shypedia right now, but he's always going to be family.
Always.
So just expect him in the future to pop in here and there when his schedule isn't as busy.
Right.
That may be
everywhere.
Him texting me right now.
Yeah.
But...
He's everywhere. He's everywhere. He's always watching.
I know.
I feel like he was like, yeah, I saw you do it. I said, where do you see me at?
That's because he's a news anchor.
Yes,
hello.
He's a news anchor. So yeah, and I'm so proud of him. Just everything that he's been working on, all the accolades, and he deserves it all. He's such a great person. So shout out to Domati, and thank you connecting us.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can take Shypedia to
another level.
Another level.
That's right.
Yep.
All right. So we just expect to see us out in the streets more.
Yes.
It's a lot of things happening. This is Summertime Shy. It's been officially a week of summertime, and it's about to get hot outside.
Yes, it is.
Yes, oh my God. Is. So expect to see us out, you know, maybe more so inside in the air conditioning.
For sure.
But we'll be out there. And just please let us know if you guys have things going on. We do enjoy picnics, barbecues,
everything.
You know, we like to eat.
Definitely. I'm from Louisiana, so yes.
Yeah, make sure it's seasoned good, because yes. You can't just feed a Louisiana girl
sure
anything.
Can't.
You got to make sure the seasoning
you
is good.
Sure
and what type of hot sauce do you have in your purse today?
Louisiana hot sauce.
Oh, okay.
The only hot sauce that matters. Yes, I said it. I don't know about nothing else. Don't ask me about no other hot sauce. Louisiana hot sauce is where it's at.
All right. Mm-hmm. So, things that happened this week,
yes.
Unfortunately, you know, we lost a good guy.
Yes, we
a
did.
A lot of people may say otherwise,
yes.
But they better not say it right now
better
unless you want to get attacked. I don't know. You know, you have the Beehive. What will you consider the Jackson? What the Jackson?
That's a good question.
You know? Yeah.
Oh. That's a really good question.
Yeah, so don't nobody say nothing foul. Like,
yeah,
I've already seen the memes out there about Michael Jackson enjoying himself in heaven, and then all of a sudden,
his daddy walk in. Like,
right.
Yeah. I get it.
Rest in peace to Joe Jackson.
Rest in peace to Joe Jackson.
I'm so grateful to say that I had an opportunity of meeting him just 8 months ago.
The same here.
That was my first and only time.
Yes.
And this guy was moving around. He was walking around downtown Chicago. I was on lunch hour.
Yeah, you know what? And I believe we met him the same day.
Well, you know what? I believe not. It's just that he wore the same jacket all the time.
That may be the case. Yeah.
Yep.
I met him in Gary at the house. And it was so funny because I was just randomly going. This is okay. So, Shopedia, I am the hugest Michael Jackson fan that you will probably ever meet.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try me when it comes to Michael Jackson.
Hey, can I, you know what? Here's a little bit, a little fact about her that
yes.
I have already learned.
Yes.
You know, she's right. Do not mess with her when it comes to Michael Jackson. I will never say anything bad about Michael Jackson, considering the fact, too, that I'm from Gary, Indiana.
Yeah.
So he's a hometown homie.
Yes.
And I don't have nothing against Michael Jackson, but this woman has a tattoo with Michael Jackson on her arm.
And so Joe Jackson saw it and liked it. So, yeah.
Oh. Oh, he did.
He did.
So what did he say?
It was so funny. So he smiled and he was like, "Is that new?" I said, "No, sir. I've had this since 2009. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
So did you point it out to him, or he just saw it on his own?
He saw it because I was talking to him. I was telling him. I said, "Mr. Jack." First of all, I couldn't believe that he even hopped out that car. I was like, "Who was this about to hop out the car?" And it was him.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe Jackson was extremely down to earth. I don't know. He was very friendly.
Yeah.
You know, you can tell that he loved to talk to people about his family, about Michael, you know, about he was a funny guy. He loved to laugh, and we had a good old conversation. And when he saw my tattoo, other members of the Jackson family have seen it too, and they love it. Everybody loves it, so I really don't care what anybody says. Yes. Yes.
That's a whole nother show. Huh?
Yeah, that's a whole nother show.
Okay.
Maybe August 29th you can do it. Yeah, anyway. he was just down to earth, and it's unfortunate that, you know, when he passed, the things that were, you know, being said online, because it's like, people need to understand that at the time, imagine trying to raise 10 kids in America in the 50s in Gary, Indiana.
Limited income.
All the odds are already against them because of their skin color.
Mm-hmm.
Like, imagine the stress
the
stress that he had to deal with,
mm-hmm.
and what he was able to do,
mm-hmm.
and to get his family out of that situation and push them to being the most iconic family in music.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do anything but respect that.
Yeah, that's it. You know, people just always look, you know, number one, that's known as the old school way of
doing
things. So when people always think of Joe Jackson, they're thinking, oh, he used to beat his kids. Well, that's old school.
That's old school,
and
yeah.
Even today, I have kids, and my dad in, you know, the older generations, they'd be looking like, you better put them in
get
line.
A switch, yeah.
You know, get a switch. And that's just the way that they were raised.
Raised, right.
However, you know, I would say if you compare it to today, their tactics were more efficient,
right,
or effective,
right? Yeah.
You know, it's sad to say, you know, you don't have to beat all kids, but
right. Yeah.
You know, it's just called discipline,
yeah,
and that helps with the child once they're grown.
Right.
When you look at situations where you get pulled over by the police,
mm-hmm.
you know, and there's a certain way that you should act
and, yeah,
you
handle
know?
Yourself. Right.
You have to respect authority, whether you like it or not.
Right.
And that's just like when you're a child. You have to listen to your mom and your dad. You may be right. They may be wrong,
mm-hmm.
but at the end of the day, you be quiet.
Yep.
And that's that.
Yep. Stay out of grown folks' business.
Uh-huh. Stay mm-hmm. in your lane. That's
stay
that.
In your lane. Yep.
You know, so those are things that we learn when we're younger and we're supposed to carry over to when we become older. And so the work ethic, that's
yeah.
one thing that the Jackson 5, or all the Jackson kids took with them when
right.
they got older. So now they were pushing out albums and just constantly staying on top of their skill, their
right.
trade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why Michael Jackson became one of the greatest out there.
He became the greatest.
He became the greatest.
The greatest. And, you know, I just, you know, rest in peace to Joe and you know, my condolences and my thoughts and prayers are definitely with the Jackson family. I don't know if you've seen on social media, like various members have been posting their, you know, just their stories. And, you know, Paris posted something that was just so, oh my God, it pulled on my heartstrings just to say that she, you know, she got to spend those final moments with her grandfather. And, you know, just how, you know, Michael used to tell his kids stories about Joe, and everything was positive and just, you know, so much love. So,
yeah.
you know.
In the old Joe, I'm sure it was so different, so much different than
right.
the younger Joe.
Yeah.
And like you said, he
I'm
had so
sure.
much stress on him with all those kids. Come on now.
Yeah.
Give the man a break.
Yes. Give him
know?
A break, for
but
real.
But once he got older, like, I stopped him on it wasn't Michigan Ave, wherever TJ Maxx is downtown Chicago. I mean, I'm just walking, and as soon as I turn the corner, I look up. It just blew me away.
Random,
because
right.
I said, I looked up and I made this, it was just my expression. It was written all over my face. And the next thing I heard was some woman saying, mm-hmm, that's him.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a security guard or somebody about to tell me, you better back up. Don't
no,
even go
they,
to
right. right. They were so, like, yeah, come
no,
on and speak.
But the woman was actually a worker from TJ Maxx. And
oh.
she had followed him outside. And she was saying, she was trying to act like he was acting funny because he didn't want to take pictures, which is understandable.
Yeah.
You know, so she was like, yeah, that's him. Because I was like lost. I said,
yeah.
is that Joe Jackson? I'm thinking this in my head. And she just answered it. And I'm just like,
that's funny.
So at first I was just going to let it go. But then I went back. You know, I'm a media girl. So I did. I crossed the street to where he was. He was actually walking with a young lady.
Yeah.
And so I crossed the street and I introduced myself and I told him where I was from. You know, I try to represent. I try to
right.
be proud of where I'm from.
Right.
And so he was nice, and then he did explain, you know, he didn't want to do anything business-wise right now.
Which yeah.
you understand, like, he's shopping
yeah.
at TJ Maxx, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah.
So, you know, I did sneak a picture of him. I do have a picture.
I saw
I have
it.
A photo.
It's on
and,
Instagram.
And I guess the lady that he was with that day was his assistant.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, it's just rest in peace, Joe Jackson.
Yeah, rest
you know,
in peace.
They're not going to be here forever. And
not
I just
at all.
Feel like, you know, a lot of the legends and just.
You got to appreciate your elders.
Yes.
I'm really big on that. I don't know if that's me being from the South, but we love and we get as much from our elders that we possibly can.
Yes.
So
they're not going to be here.
They're not going to be here.
So try to
cherish
get
them.
As much history from them
right.
as you possibly can. 2300 Jackson Street. So when is the big event, Miss?
You know what? I don't
we're
have that
start,
information
we're
just yet.
Name you Kina Jackson.
Yeah, listen. Because growing up, I sure thought Michael was my husband. So I thought I was the Jackson. you know what? I was going to go to Gary the day that Joe died. I was just out in Gary for the 25th. And I was like, I can't do this.
That was the anniversary of
yeah,
Michael Jackson.
That was the anniversary. And like I said, my birthday is June 30th. So I always, that's.
Wow.
Yeah, that kind of kicks off everything. But I said, I just can't go back and do this. again, I was just there, so I was like, I'm gonna, you know, take a little break. But
wow,
I'm pretty sure the fan community on social media.
I'll go out there tomorrow when I go home.
Okay, there you go.
I'll take some pictures for you.
Thank you. Let me know what's out there.
Now, had you ever gone inside of the house?
No, I've never gone in.
Went inside of a what do you call it? It's the same, a duplicate house that's across the street, directly across the street from it.
Okay.
So I toured it, and it's just unbelievable
how small
it was. Now, I did have a chance to talk to the old mayor, Barnes of Gary, yesterday. Mm-hmm. Now, Barnes took over Gary. It was like this transitional period where once he became the first black mayor in Gary, then a lot of the whites moved away. So therefore, now you have Maryville. That's how Maryville started.
Mm.
Now, he has a laundromat in Gary, and it was so crazy because I had to go by there to pick up a belt for my dryer. I decided I'm going to fix it myself.
Black girl magic.
Black girl magic, exactly. Now, I did not plan to go in there and talk to him about Joe Jackson. But I went in there and I said, hey, you know, did you hear about Mr. Jackson? He said, yeah, that's why we're in here playing Motown music right now. And then he mentioned how he's gone over to the house when they were younger. When they were here, he's fixed their appliances.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to sit down with this guy. And he said he has pictures and everything.
Yeah.
So it's so much history out there. I'm telling you, I am going for it.
Yeah. And I'm just glad that he's finally at rest, you know, because cancer is a battle that
pancreatic cancer. Yeah.
It's just a battle that I hope that God doesn't put me through.
That's right. Yeah. But, Mr. Jackson had a full life, though.
Yeah, he did.
89 years old.
He definitely did.
Yeah.
All right, so the deep stuff is out the way. How's life treating you, Marsha?
Well, you know, life is good, nonetheless. But I do want to touch on, because the Jackson 5, and they were such a awesome group, an awesome band, and music is just timeless.
Mm-hmm.
Now what do we have in the industry, with the industry now and music? It seemed like there's a lot of reboots. Why is it that we have to live off of reboot?
I think because right now we're at a point where people are just reminiscing about, you know, when there were better times.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's a lot of oversaturation of the same stuff. Like, I feel like just like with like these movements, please let the people know that I'm putting in these ears, these movements, quote unquote movements. And then, you know, once something is successful, people just hop on it. And that's kind of like, I feel like what's happening with the reboots. I think it started with, I'm so sorry. Reboots.
Roseanne?
No.
Okay.
Not Roseanne. It'll come to me, but it was really popular, and everybody was like, oh my God, it'd be dope if we saw this.
Martin?
No,
talking
not
about a TV show?
I
music?
Am talking about...
because a lot... those
Full
are,
House.
Full House. Okay, so yeah, they brought that back, but someone like me, I'm not watching it.
Right, but what I'm saying, the success of Full House,
yeah,
that's why it couldn't come to me, because I didn't watch it either. But it was still successful on Netflix, right? And that I think that kind of sparked like, hey, if Full House can come back on Netflix, is doing well, you know, that's a quick money grab. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's true.
You know, quick and fast.
It's cheating.
It is cheating.
Quick
but
that, and fast. Like,
that's just what it is.
What happened to putting some work in and being creative and coming up with something new that people will enjoy just as much as what we used to? Give us that same feeling that we did when we were younger. You know, a lot of these TV shows. Full House. I remember Full House came on. What night was this?
Saturday, I think.
No, it was during the week, I think. Was it like a Thursday? And they had
was it part of TGIF?
Yeah, TGIF.
Was
yes,
it part of
because
TGIF? Yes,
Full
yes.
House, Family Matters.
Yes. It was part of TGIF. We'll see you next week.
That's
I remember
right.
that. Yes,
exactly.
It was part of. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's what I think. Like, really sparked it. You know, when Full House went to Netflix. people saw how successful mm-hmm. that was, and they it people you know you take an inch, give them a mile. You yep. know what I'm saying? It's yep. just yeah, and then the fact that the society that we're in, everything is instant. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah. So it's not just with film or shows. You also have the music, and as we know, that's been happening for a long time. When you have a remake of a song using the same beat,
yeah,
you know. So it's just getting outrageous now, because we're losing a lot of these greats like Michael Jackson, and now people are trying to, you know, they're trying to eat off of.
Recreate their music, yeah. Or recreate the vibe, you know.
Uh-huh. The same
it's
feel.
A vibe.
Like, I heard a song yesterday using a Tevin Campbell sample.
Oh, wow.
Can we talk? Can you imagine?
Ooh, and Tevin
But when
is...
I heard it, it did sound good. But it was a sample of Can We Talk?
Yeah. I think there's a way to honor, you know, and really...
Okay, we could look at it like that.
There's... I honestly think that there's a way as that artists can honor and pay tribute to that music, but kind of make it their own.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of these people don't have the talent to do that.
Right.
That's the issue.
Yes.
And, you know,
they're dishing off more money by making this song and sampling it.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, like,
having to pay for
yeah.
clearances and all that type of stuff. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like Cardi B, just the first single that she had so many samples
yeah.
off of it. She had every one of them had to get paid.
Yeah. And, yeah. But they rather pay than, you know. You know. And I like Cardi B, you know. I'm definitely team Cardi, but. You know, it's just that they just don't make talent the same anymore.
No.
You know,
no.
It's that's just, it is what it is. But there is some talented people out there. Most of them, a lot of them are my friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not going to sit here, but throughout the show, you know, I'll shout out the people. But, you
okay.
know.
Okay.
But there is some artists that's really putting in work. And yeah, I just think that, unfortunately, those artists that are putting in the work, they just don't get seen
mm-hmm.
because, again, quick, fast
That's right.
money.
It's all about fast. Now, a few months back, actually in February, I had a chance to sit down with Case. We all know him as Case. Mr. Touch
Me,
Tease
Me.
That's right. He's kind of a, you know, a legend of his in his own way.
Oh, Case
way,
is definitely
you know?
A legend. I'm missing you, Touch Me, Tease Me.
I know. Like, those songs are timeless. Like,
you're the only
still
one I need.
Missing You, yeah.
You're the only one for me.
That's right. Yes. So when I spoke to him,
yes.
He actually talked about that.
I love
he touched
Case.
On that a little bit about how everything come full circle.
I think everything goes in circles. And I think that for a minute it was kind of fading away, but
uh-huh.
it's coming back around. Like everything does, fashion, music, everything, it comes back in circles. So
okay.
it's coming back.
Yeah.
As we see now, you know, Puff Daddy, he's cashing in on that because
right.
he has his son.
Right.
King Combs.
Yeah.
He used the sample from Touch Me, Tease Me.
King Combs looks just like his daddy, though. I'm not even going to lie.
He does.
He looks exactly.
But he may not have the same swag, unfortunately. He's trying, but,
yeah.
you know, he can't top the
well,
whole
Well, Diddy didn't have that swag when he first started. Let's just keep it a
okay.
buck.
Okay. Between him and Mace, I guess, you know, it was a little awkward, but.
Yeah. Let's just keep it a
we
buck.
We take it back to the Suge Knight days if you don't want your producer up.
Right. Come to Death Row.
Your manager and all them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, and then Case turnaround. Around this past weekend for the BET Awards,
yeah.
and he actually performed in the song with King Kong,
which is dope. Which is that you know what that reminded me of? That reminded me of the guy that went viral with Why the Elon with the next track. You remember
Why
that?
You always lying? Okay,
like,
got you.
Oh
the next.
My God. Stop lying, you know, and then I think they went on like TRL or like some TV show, and it was the meme guy and RL, and they were doing it. You know, artists need to just embrace it.
Yeah.
You know, this is the generation that we're
right.
in. That's how
right.
people are discovering music.
Okay,
So,
okay.
You know.
Oh, Lord.
I know.
Well, I guess it works. It works. But, you know, now that's the music side. Now we've already discussed that they're doing with the TV shows.
Film.
But now, film, they're doing the same thing as well. And one, for example, when I was growing up, actually in high school, I recall I used to watch Nickelodeon. I was a Nickelodeon girl. I liked it. Okay.
Me too.
So if you remember Kenan and Kel then, right?
Of course. My mom thinks Kenan is our cousin. I don't know why.
she just may be.
She talks about that man like he's family.
Really?
I'm like, Mom, because she loves Kenan and Kel. She's a huge fan, but she was like, hey, did you see Kenan? I'm like, Mom.
Now that's so random.
It is random. She is random. But she loves him, so yeah.
I used to love watching Good Burger.
Yeah.
Welcome to Good Burger.
I'm on the Good Burger.
Can I take your order? Okay, yeah. So, I'm sorry to be corny for a little bit, but we had the Nickelodeon Slime Fest here recently, and I had a chance to sit down with Kel.
Oh, yeah.
And he talked about the whole reboot as well, because, you know.
And let's not forget to mention that Kel is a Chicago native.
He sure is. He started out at the ETA Creative Arts.
He sure did.
Big shout out to them.
Yes.
You know, I'm learning so much. There's so much history here in Chicago.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. But listen to what he has to say about reboots.
I'm from Chicago.
So are you?
From the South Side.
Why did I not know that? South Side.
South Side of Chi, yep.
And when did you leave? How old were you?
Well, when all that came out, that was like 95, you know what I mean? So
that was my time as well. You know, I was just told not too long ago that I was an OG.
Okay.
So I guess it makes you an OG.
Yeah, OG. But we still look young, though. You know what I'm saying?
We look young. That's right. You left when you was about how old again?
I was in high school. It was about 15, 16, yeah.
I thought you were on Nickelodeon before all that.
Yeah, no, all that was first. And then after all that, then it was Kenan and Kel.
And then we moved on to Good Burger.
And Good Burger.
You know, hey, look. That was one of my favorite ones
back
in junior high school.
Thank
I remember telling my friends about it, and they tried to act a little, you know, like, oh, that's young. That's too young for me, right?
Yeah.
And then next thing I know, they came over. It's like, man, I love this movie.
Yeah.
So you did an awesome job
Thank you.
I mean, what was it? Were you always, like, this funny when you were a kid? And
it's like my entire family, like, we like to joke around and have fun, dancing and singing and stuff like that. So that it was in there. And then I was a theater kid in Chicago.
Okay.
So I was at ETA Creative Arts Foundation.
I know about them.
Yeah. So I worked under Renako Jahi, who was just awesome, taught me awesome skills. I did some drama there, too, as well. And it was just awesome. And I worked from ETA Creative Arts Foundation to Victory Gardens Theater. I did some stuff at Goodman Theater as well. And then I got an agent out here. And that was Aria Talent Agency here out in Chicago. And then I got discovered by them and started going on auditions.
Wow, that's awesome. And then you ended up in La La Land.
Ended up in La La Land.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So I was just talking about the lab. You know, you keep catching me off guard with the lab. You know, I just keep having flashbacks of Good Burger.
Yeah.
I'm a dude.
He's a dude.
He's a dude.
She's a dude.
She's a dude.
We're all Well.
Welcome to Good Burger.
Home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order? Well, that's it.
Okay, so when are we going to get a part two of that?
You know, the conversations have started. Yeah, so we've been telling people, you know, we have had a couple of meetings about it. We just got to get the script right.
So it was that much of a hit they're trying to, you know, my question is that why is it that they're trying to reboot everything?
You know, I don't know. I mean, that was just it was that error. Like, you know what I mean? I think people are craving that same family entertainment for their kids. That, you know, we kind of grew up on. I think they want it for their kids, you know. So that's what's happening right now. It's a lot of reboots. Yeah, everything's coming back. They're renewing Bill and Ted is coming back too. So, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so we're gonna see much more of you in the future.
Yeah. And original projects too as well.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
But is it always gonna be the same funny guy that we know?
Yeah, of course. We're gonna bring some funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my question also is, do you really like orange soda in real life?
I do, ooh, but healthy. Healthy orange soda.
Okay,
no fructose and zero calories.
Okay.
Yeah, healthier.
That is like so cool.
Yeah, man.
Like, I mean, I grew up watching this guy, and he's so mature. He's so polished now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just in that's life. It yeah. comes full circle.
I think him and Keenan are definitely, as far as, you know, they're legends and, mm-hmm. and definitely two. When I think of coming up and seeing black men or just black faces on TV that would inspire me to even think that it would be possible for me to be, mm-hmm. you know, in entertainment, those are the, you know, the two people that definitely come
really?
To mind. Okay. Because yeah. I can't think of any other black young that was in, you know, TV or television.
Wow.
Like, I'm not going to say not Brandy because she was, you know, in music, but I'm talking about like TV. Like, yeah. Keenan did the Mighty Ducks.
Oh, yeah, he sure did. Yes, yes.
He did the yes. Mighty.
But keep it real, though. Do you think you might go see Good Burger, too?
No.
No?
I don't think it's not. I think reboots and stuff like that, that's not for us.
That's for the
X generation.
Yeah, the X generation.
Yeah, I think it's for them. I honestly, you know, it took me over a month to see Black Panther. So, you know, I'm not going to be rushing to the theater to go see
Good Burger.
I'm just keeping it a buck. I love you, but I'm just keeping it a buck.
Well, I'll take my kids and I'll tell you, we'll talk about it.
Right. See, you have children. I don't have kids. So, you know, that's definitely a child. A field trip, yes, to take them.
Okay, so yeah. Speaking of things to do, so this week, next week coming up, we have the 4th of July holiday.
Yes.
And, you know, we want to keep you posted. We don't want you to get caught in traffic.
Definitely
so
not.
So you don't want to get caught in traffic in Chicago on these days. Keena, what you got coming up?
Right, so this weekend is going to be another busy weekend in the city of Chicago. It looks like on Friday, Happy Place at 1004 North Elston. It's an adult playground, which I've never heard of an adult playground, in a warehouse near Goose Island. It looks like it's finally open for business, so come on out.
No, I heard about it. WGN had a recess day, and it looks really cool. They took a lot of cool pictures, like a room upside down. And
really?
Yeah, that's called the Happy Place. Like, we've all been looking for the Happy Place, right? So there you go. And what's the location again?
Yes, 1004 North Elston. This is only in town through August 6th, so it's a pop-up, so if you definitely want to experience it, you have to get there fast. Also, another Rib Fest, Windy City Rib Fest, is going on at Lawrence Avenue in Broadway. I'm not really big on ribs, but, you know, ribs, cover bands, music, Chicago, summertime, you know it's going to be a whole bunch of people, because I'm pretty sure there's going to be alcohol too. So
no pork on this fork, but I would definitely love to be out there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It sounds like it's going to be a great time. And it looks like on Saturday, primetime footwork at the Museum of Contemporary Arts. The MCA's After Hours event series returns with a celebration of Chicago footwork, music, and dancing, with headlining sets from New York beatmaker Susie Analog and local producer R.P. Boo, as well as access to the new exhibit, I Was Raised on the Internet. I love MCA, so this is something that I personally would be interested in. And checking out, Saturday is my birthday. So
bring it on.
Yeah. Yes, Saturday is my solar return, so you know I won't be doing nothing but whatever it is that I want to do, because it's my day. On the music side, look, Harry Styles is going to be at the United Center. The breakout One Direction star, Harry Styles, he is so adorable. I actually randomly met Harry Styles. I didn't know who he was. Of course not. I don't, you know, that's not my demographic, but he's an adorable kid. Anyway, he will be at the United Center this weekend with country singer Kacey Musgraves. So check him out. I'm pretty sure it's going to be ridiculous. A whole bunch of tweens. I can only imagine the, you know, the chaos that's going to be at the United Center on Saturday. Sunday, Chicago Summer Dance at Spirit of Muscle Garden in Grant Park. You know, there's always something going on in Grant Park as you know, we're down here off of Michigan, so you know
we're at Wacker now.
Yeah,
Wacker.
Well, yeah,
this is new. This is officially 1 week now. We are no longer in the Tribune Tower.
No longer in the Tribune Tower.
We're on Wacker. It may seem whack to some people, but just kidding.
Whack? Yeah, no. But you know, well, we're not too far from Grand Park, is what I'm saying.
Okay, we can look out our windows, sort of.
Right. You can see it. So yeah, always something going on there. Definitely check it out. It's the very first Sunday session of Chicago Summer Dance. Put on your dancing shoes and show up at 4 p.m. for an Argentine tango lesson, and show off your dance moves to live music performed by duo Scofino Minetti and Tango 21. So that should be interesting to get your Latin lover moves, practice those moves. looks like we have another event at a community park. This one is in Lisle, Illinois. If you feel like taking a trip, Eyes to the Sky Festival, where you can hover over the suburbs in a hot air balloon. Wow. Take a spin on carnival rides and enjoy a pre-4th of July fireworks display. Now, that definitely sounds like something. I am terrified of heights, so I would not be getting on a hot air balloon. But fireworks are always fun and exciting.
I'll do a hot air balloon, but I'm not doing no skydiving. I'll do that much.
I can't, yeah, sky. Yeah. I won't even get on a ladder. I'm one of them, so.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, that, yeah. You know, I'm not even stepping on nobody's ladder, so yeah.
Call a maintenance man.
So, we have Serpent with Feet plus Limo at Empty Bottle. Vocalist Josiah Wise presents a sultry, futuristic take on gospel music and R&B balladry. I didn't know that's a word. Using his flexible voice to sing about his experience as a Black queer man. That is at the Empty Bottle. So yeah, that is the things to do in Chicago this weekend, June 29th through July 2nd.
All right. That's awesome. It's never a dull moment
never.
In Chicago in the summertime.
A variety.
And so as we know, next week is the holiday.
Yes.
And man, I'm looking forward to Chosen Few.
Yes, man. Chosen Few. You know, this will be my first Chosen Few since I've been.
This will be my first as well.
Oh,
so
snap.
We should go together.
We should.
Okay.
Make
and this is going to be July the 7th.
Yes.
That's next Saturday. But we'll talk more on that for our next episode.
Yes.
Because we will have a special guest on the show.
Yes, we will. We'll be bringing you all the tea.
That's right.
Ain't that Black Twitter slang?
Is it?
Bringing you the tea on Chosen Few.
Oh, just bring me some coffee. How about that? So don't get caught in traffic in Chicago this weekend, because you definitely, you know, it's going to be a lot going on. So the Metro, South Shore, CTA, find one of those ways, but you don't want to get caught in traffic.
Or Lyft.
Uber. Hey, we need to hit them up for sponsors. We giving them a little bit too much. I'm
just
kidding.
Listen. I'll figure it out.
Hey, you know, that's it for this episode.
Our first episode, Marsha.
I'm so excited. I'm looking forward to it because we're going to be some busy sisters.
Yes, we are.
Footwork.
Yes.
Talking about some footwork.
We're definitely going to be busy, and I'm super excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me, Marsha, and extending your platform to me. This is going to be fun.
It is going to be fun.
Like, we're two wonderful, beautiful Black queens in the city just doing it and bringing you everything in arts, culture, entertainment in Chicago. So check us out. Follow us on social media.
Facebook, Instagram,
Twitter, Instagram.
Shypedia Podcast.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure.
And you can subscribe to our iTunes.
Oh, yes. Yeah, subscribe. You know what? I did that because the Apple has a podcast app.
Yeah.
I didn't know that until I looked at my phone. I was like, oh. I think I can just click on this app and find the show.
Absolutely.
So there you go.
So you can never miss us.
Never, never.
You know?
We are always handy.
Don't miss another episode. And like I said, you know, Shypedia is taking on a whole new platform. I mean, it's taking on a whole new form. So just ride along with us.
Ride is...
No, okay.
Don't ride us. Let's cut that out. That didn't
you know
come out right.
Get your mind out the gutter, okay? Get your mind out the gutter.
That is not what I meant. It is getting late, but you know what I'm saying. Ride with us. That's what I meant to say. Ride with us on this train with this show, because I'm telling you, y'all, it's going to be so much fun. And Yeah, Kina Renee.
Kina Renee, Marsha. This is Shypedia, episode 22. Thank you for joining us, we'll see y'all for 23. Episode chapter 23, however you want to call it.
Whatever, Bible verse 2, 3, whatever. Never float your boat. Just check it out.
Peace out.
Bye.
This soul is just enough.